Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Today in Bajan History, 22nd August, 1838. Laborers continue their strike action after emancipation. On this day, 22nd August, 1838, the inspector of the Royal Police wrote to Governor MacGregor informing him that the laborers at Todd's estate in St. George had rejected the terms of contract. According to historian Henderson Carter, this was one of three strike actions in about 7 days. The strike action from at least three plantations gives a clearer picture of the nature of the workers' protest measures. On August 13th, agricultural laborers at Haynesfield's estate in the St. John Parish refused to enter any contractual arrangements with the manager. At Todd's estate, the proprietor general nurse proposed terms for the laborers which they rejected. And at Salter's estate in St. George, a workers' strike was on the verge of developing into a riot. Workers also attempted to break estate holds by striking them in ground, and as preparations were made for eviction, they reportedly remarked, "This business must end very well or very ill." Carter commented that protest actions had begun after the first Emancipation Day. The protest actions of Barbadian workers represented serious acts of protest affecting the island's principal agricultural regions, involving 5,000 workers in strike action, cane fires, marches to Government House, and creating such a tense atmosphere that the imperial troops had to be summoned. He continued, "As early as August 2, 1838, estate laborers in the St. Joseph Parish stayed away from work at Mount Wilton, Lamings, Sugar Mill, Mellows, Frisiers, Joe's River, Dacres, Blackmans, Castle Grant, Park Senior, and Bissex Hill. The following week, laborers from Walker's and Brucevale in St. Andrew, Lairs in St. Michael, and Constant Estate in St. George went on strike. However, on 15th August, the protests from laborers at Salter's St. George were so intense that they alarmed the governor. He sent for 12 troops stationed 3 miles away at Gun Hill, as well as police from District A. Faced with both military and police might, some laborers vowed to die rather than yield. Tempers were so inflamed at Salter St. George that the Gun Hill troops and police were stationed there for another day. And on 22nd August 1838, Governor MacGregor wrote the Colonial Office, "The feelings exhibited at Salter's was different and partook of a hostile nature which did not appear at any other. Therefore, on this day, 22nd August 1838, many Barbadian laborers continued to strike in the effort to obtain fair wages for their labor."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.